When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
It's the Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and the orchestra, the Charioteers. I'm Ken Carpenter, Eugenie Baird, and Bing Crosby.
Here we are again, ma'am. Welcome to the hall.
However, here's Accentuate the Positive from Here Come the Waves.
You got to accentuate the positive feeling, minor to negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did it do just when everything looked so dark? Man, this thing we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, do not mess with Mr. In Between. You got to
accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch right on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring that gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, dash right on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold are strong for somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. Yeah.
the outstanding successes of the Broadway season is a show called Song of Norway. It's an operetta based on the life and works of the great composer Edvard Grieg. The show's hit tune, Strange Music, has been sung with considerable success by one of the younger crooners, influencing me to get on board. Strange music in my ears. Only now, as you spoke, did it start? Strange music of the spheres. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear, and I hear songs sublime. Song that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near, while we treasure every measure, so that time can never change that strange new love. It's a pleasure to welcome the world's largest trio, a four-boy combo headed by the composer, arranger, electric guitar playing ex-GI, Mr. Les Paul. Seriously, they're really a great foursome, Les and his group. They've shortwaved so many jouncy and interesting arrangements on overseas shows like Command Performance and Mail Call that they've become prime favorites of the boys over the seas. And when you hear Les's tremendous treatment of Ochichonya, sometimes known as Dark Eyes, you'll see why. Very sensational, Les. You know, Eugenie Baird, the young lady with the dreamy delivery, joins me now in one of Irving Berlin's greatest ballads, Always.
I'll be loving you always.
plan. Need a helping hand? I will understand. Always, always.
Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there.
Just an hour.
Not for just a day.
Not for just a year. But always.
Days may not be fair.
Comes now that quick and devilish queen of the soubrette, celebrated for her delineation of the saucy and sobby ballads of the gaslight era. Bouncing, bodacious Beatrice Kay. May I say, Mademoiselle Kay, you're looking très soignée?
Oh, 23 skidoo, you big kidder.
Oh.
Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Oh, that turn of the century slang. Takes me back, takes me back.
People must have had a wonderful time being in those old days.
Oh, we did. I mean, they did. The great time of Kay.
Just think how dashing the first horse cars must have seemed. Can you imagine a horse running as fast as a trolley car?
Personally, I can't, no.
You know, you'd have fit right into that period, Bing.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Men were so much more colorful. I mean, their clothes.
Well, thanks, dear.
You know, I can't see why people like Bob Hope make fun of your clothes.
I can't either, really.
No, I think you're quite spick and span. But your span is in the wrong places.
What? See, by the papers, you're leaving for New York.
Yes, next week I'll be back in the old family estate. Hutside on the Hudson.
Oh, don't let anybody sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, will you,
Bea? That couldn't happen. Last time I was there, I bought it.
Got a bargain, too, huh? Well, Bea, how's for renting us that saga of another river? The papa of them all, the old Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi steam, the whippoorwill, commanded by that pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owners gave them orders on the stick-a-hooty to who try and beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just beat up your fires, boys. Let that old smoke roll. Burn up all your cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy, told a mate to hand my mail and care of Peter to the Golden Gate. Steamboat Bill, steaming down to Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down to Mississippi. Wanna beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Up then stepped a gambling man from Louisville who tried to get a bet against that day, whippoorwill. Now Billy flashed a roll that surely was a banger. The boiler, it exploded, blowed them up in the air. The gambler says to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we is neck and neck.
Billy says to the gambler, well, I'll just tell you, man, what I'm gonna do. I will bet another 1,000 I goes higher than you. Oh, Steamboat Bill, me heading on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill is with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, me heading on the Mississippi. Pilot on the ferry in the promised land. Pilot on the ferry, pilot on the ferry, pilot on the ferry.
Tale of mine is Rhythm on the Range, the one in which a cow plays Cupid. I'll sort of whittle it down to size, John Scott, if you'll all start coming on with a little moo music here. Since this is a cowboy story, it naturally begins in Madison Square Garden during the annual rodeo. The lad who's the Lochinvar of our legend thinks he can make his fortune in the bull riding contest. Somebody gives him a bum steer. Nothing dented, I mean daunted, he still insists that he's an old cowhand, like though. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bowed and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, 'cause I don't know how. Sure ain't a fixin' to start in now. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. But New York's no place for a cowhand without enough pesos to purchase a pig fit or two. So that lad starts on back to the West, the land of the cowboys and the boy cows. Incidentally, he's accompanied by a prize bull named a Cuddles, the gift of a dough-heavy pal. Well, Cuddles is destined to be the husband of our hero's pet, an old cow known to her admirers as the Widow Malarkey. Our boy meets a gal who has a yen for him, but he ups and spurns her because of all things she's too rich. She got too many yen. This lad's plumb loco, but he admits she interests him strangely. In short, she's got him. I'm free as a wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please. And yet, I can't escape from you. I'm free as the birds in the trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas, and yeah, I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away where we were miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart and soul. You see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yet, I can't escape from you. After a hectic trip and complications too repulsive to repeat, the happy duo are invited to a wing-ding back on the old rancho, where the folks are having themselves a bit of a ball. Really cutting it up. Breaking it up.
The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow. He said,
my dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry, it's all over now.
When from the gallery way up high there suddenly came this mournful cry.
Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing
quack,
it?
Quack, 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 quack.
And if you can sing it, you simply have to swing it.
I say,
swing it.
I mean,
swing it.
I repeat,
swing it.
Well, Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton. Go on and swing
quack,
it.
Quack, 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 quack.
And if you can swing it, you simply have to swing it.
Well,
swing it. Swing it. Swing it.
Well, we've heard your repertoire.
And at the final bar,
we
greeted you with wild applause. What a great ovation that your interpretation of Whoa-Ho-Ho would cause.
Well, Mr. Paganini, don't you be a meanie. But have you up your sleeve, go on and spring it.
And if you don't spring it, that means you'll have to swing it. You simply have to swing it.
After being kidnapped and unkidnapped, the poor little rich gal succeeds in roping her reluctant Romeo through the kind offices of our friend Cuddles, who horns in and literally pushes the pair into each other's arms. I said earlier it was a cow who played Cupid. I was wrong. It was the bull. And since no Western romance is complete without a prairie song, our whimsy is wound up with a lullaby of the roundup.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you round up the dogies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo?
empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pack, empty saddles in the old corral. For tonight. We open the doors around here same time next week, so catch us. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.